The Record Spins here on KUOW with Steve Scherer. I'm Marcy Silman. Playwright Elizabeth Heffron is one of those women who seem to be doing everything everywhere. She writes, she teaches, she travels. Heffron may be best known for her play Mitzi's Abortion, about a woman carrying a seriously damaged fetus. The play won ACT Theatre's New Play Award in 2005. More recently, Elizabeth Heffron was one of five playwrights chosen to participate in Seattle Repertory Theatre's Writers Group. Now, Heffron's newest play, Bonita, has had its world premiere at Seattle Repertory Theatre on Wednesday. The play is a bit of a departure for Heffron. Bonita is a work for one actress. I sat down with Elizabeth Heffron earlier this week, and I asked her to describe this character, Bonita.
Bonita is a 13-year-old girl from St. Louis who's grown up in a fairly crazy and chaotic family, and she's just trying to do the best she can, you know, so she's sort of putting pieces together and trying to make sense of things.
We live in a land of plenty, theoretically, but Bonita and her extended family don't have plenty.
No, they don't.
I understood originally that this was a show that all the characters were going to be cast. It wasn't going to be one actor having to transform herself into all of them.
Right. That's true. I originally had a cast of five people, and there were a couple people that would be double cast, but the idea was that pretty much all of them would have their own voice. But I kept running into the situation where her narrative was so strong, and it almost became like a radio play, which is a cool idea, but not my intention. So I kept trying to figure out ways to pull it apart and remove it from her narrative or give it more breathing room, but it kept coming back to her. And finally, I was walking down the street one day, and it was like, oh my God, it's got to be a one-person play. It's all her. It's all coming from her.
Now, when I think of these kinds of shows, we've seen actresses like Anna Deavere Smith kind of channel multiple personalities. This is a young actress, right? Just out of Cornish.
Right.
How can you find someone who can do this type of role?
Well, you know, Seattle's a great place to look for actors because there's so many wonderful people. And we put out a fairly large casting call, and we got at least 30 actors who were all right within the range and stuff. So we began to narrow it down based on, could they do Bonita? Could they do her mother Mona and have that not be a caricature of an older person, older being 35? And then once we found the folks that could do that, then we looked, could they handle the male characters?
I'm talking with playwright Elizabeth Heffron, and in some of the previews I've read of this, and in fact, even I think in the material Seattle Rep sent out, they allude to the fact that somehow Bonita was influenced by you and your own background. Is that really true?
I am from St. Louis, at least the first 9-10 years of my life. I was there off and on between Chicago and some other cities and stuff. And there are elements of the story that have parallels in my own life. It's not my life. You know, it's a fictional story. But you kind of pull and gather your characters and your creations from your particular bouquet of life experiences. So that's kind of how I want to say that. You know, it's definitely not my life story, but there are some things that match up.
How long have you been a playwright?
Well, you know, I got into it a little late because I have a Bachelor of Science in psychobiology, so I was going to be a scientist, and then I hit the lab classes, and I just could not stand them. I hated them. I loved the theory classes, so once I got out, I was, you know, bumming around, and I moved to Seattle, and I just got involved with theater just through what was going down. So it's probably been, you know, 15, 20 years.
People talk a lot about the vibrancy of Seattle's theater community, and I always think they mean the acting community. But for a writer, is it equally vibrant?
It's getting that way. It really is. I mean, the Rep starting this writers group 2 years ago was a really terrific thing. I'm a part of a group called the Sandbox Artists Collective, and we do you know, Sandbox Radio Live and all these other events. And that is a group of theater makers. So it's actors, musicians, sound people, designers, writers, directors, all those kinds of folks. So it's really become a terrific kind of brotherhood, sisterhood, personhood of theater makers. And 1448 has been great. New City Theater has been amazing. Annex. There's just a lot of really great organizations and ways that you can kind of continue to grow and create your art and make huge mistakes and then go, whoa, what was that about? And then try something else.
You mentioned the Seattle Reps Writers Group, and you did that from 2011 till just this spring.
Till June, yeah.
I'm a recent graduate.
What opportunities did that give to you?
One thing it does is, because I teach at Cornish College of the Arts, I teach playwriting, and I'm always jealous of my students because they have these deadlines, you know, and they've got to get so many pages in by a certain kind of set time, or Elizabeth will be angry, right? So that's what the rep did. One thing was we had consistent times where we would meet and we would share material, and you wanted to make sure you got your material in on time. And then at the end of each, I don't know, it's not semester, but each year, you know, there was an actual reading of a full-length play that you had been working on. So I had two totally different plays read.
What is the biggest challenge to this career that you've chosen?
Now, you know, because when I was raising my kids, it was just life and work and all that kind of stuff. Now it's just trying to stay on track, you know, and just trying to keep up with my own goals in my own head and taking them more seriously. So I'm taking them more seriously now.
At this point, we're talking just on the cusp of the premiere of Bonita.
Yeah.
It almost sounds like that's in the rearview mirror for you.
Well, it kind of is, and that also makes it easier for me. You know, it's wonderful and exciting and tense going through this phase, and it's a fabulous group of people working on it at the Rep. Our director, Paul Boudritis, is exceptional, and this actress, Hannah Mutz, is just doing amazing work. And so it's very exciting, but it's also, if it were the only thing in my frame of reference, I just think I would explode. So it's nice to be going, okay, there's Bonita, and she's doing her thing, and she's getting comfortable over there, and now I need to look at these other characters and these other stories and see what needs to happen.
Elizabeth Heffron's new one-person show, Bonita, had its world premiere at Seattle Repertory Theater this week. The play runs through early November at the Rep's Leo K. It's The Record. I'm Marcy Silman.